we can be stimulated by the word, and yet we can also be a stimulator in encouraging other people. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. Today's devotion is called Stimulation, and we are on day 113, and we're on April 23rd, if you're following along on the calendar. And as you can tell, we are still in Hebrews, and the morning rinse is Hebrews 7 through 10. And the featured verses include four verses today: Hebrews 10, 1 through 2, and then Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. For the law, since it has only a shadow of the good things to come and not the very form of things, can never, by the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered? Because the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have had consciousness of sins. And the last part of the featured verses include chapters 10, 24 through 25. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Although we are constantly being made more and more perfect, or another way to describe it is that we become closer and closer to the image of Christ, God cannot make us 100% perfect here on this earth. If we were perfect now, then maybe some or all of our worship would potentially cease. I mean, and you're probably like, well, wait a second, what does that mean? When we worship, it is an adoration of who God is. But also in our praise, we are thanking Him for our need of repentance through His grace and mercy, and other things as well when we're worshiping. So during the time of the law of the Old Testament, if God made the people perfect, they might not have made their annual sacrifices to Him in worship, nor would they have had a reason to sacrifice for the covering of sins. Could God love our worship so much that He chooses to not bring us to that full perfection while we are here on this earth? I don't know. I'm not a theologian, and I don't claim to be a theologian. So my question sometimes could spur a conversation with a theologian. I don't know. But that is one question that I have asked myself. Could God love our worship so much that He chooses to not bring us to full perfection while we are here on this earth? I mean, He can do whatever He wants to do. He longs to be with us. And, you know, if we look in the Old Testament, they brought these sacrifices for a moment of repentance and to worship Him. And if we cannot reach perfection here on this side of heaven, we at least should stay committed to not only growing closer to the image of God, but also helping others in their growth as well. And if you know me at all by now, you know that, you know, I love the fact that we are wanting to commit to not only being pollinated by God, but also being pollinators as well. So how do we do this? How do we continually grow closer to God as well as continually helping others grow as well? Well, one step is to stay faithfully involved in a local church. I mean, I'm going to say this again and again and again. Being involved with other people and other believers and being around it is how you, one, get pollinated and how you become a pollinator. How we make disciples. It's one of God's, you know, messages on His word. Jesus said, go out into the world and make disciples. Well, how are we going to do that if we don't get out and be involved with our churches? I mean, if we only go occasionally, we do not allow for others to stimulate us in our growth, such as being pollinated, nor do we help others in their growth, which is being the pollinator. And I mentioned those in case you are new to this channel or new to this podcast. I actually had a devotion that was called Be Pollinated and a Pollinator. And so that's where I'm referencing this. We have to be committed to growing ourselves as well as putting ourselves out there and being vulnerable to help other people in their growth as well. This is one way we move as close to perfection as we possibly can while being on this side of heaven. And that is what our featured verse is all about. It's really looking at those good things to come and realizing that as the Old Testament people offered up, because the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sin. And it says, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some. Meaning, there are people out there that have chosen to not be a part of a good community, and that's their habit. Like, what kind of habits are you forming in your life? How about maybe creating a habit of encouraging other people and being a part of helping other people grow in your community and in your churches? So today's challenge to dig deeper is to answer the question, have you found a local church to attend? I know that some of you don't go to church or might not necessarily have one that you found that you can go to. But if you have found a church that you like to attend, do you attend regularly? And are you involved in it? Are you actually making friendship? Are you building, you know, up other people in this community? Are you attending on a regular basis? Are you actively encouraging others in their regular attendance of a ministry or small group? And are you being held accountable in your ministry or small group? And if you answered no to any of those questions, then I would encourage you to ask God to help you make some changes and commitments to yourself and to your family today to be able to answer yes to all of these questions. And let me repeat those questions again. Have you found a local church to attend? If so, are you involved in it? Do you have a habit of attending on a regular basis? And are you actively encouraging others in your regular attendance of a ministry or a small group? It's challenging me as well. I'm not here saying I'm perfect with this at all. It's challenging me, and I hope that it challenges you and that you can subscribe to what this devotion today is all about: stimulation. We can be stimulated by the word, and yet we can also be a stimulator in encouraging other people. So in your evening reflection, pull out your journal and document what changes you made today within yourself or by the mere commitments to your local church. If you live in a remote town where there's just nothing out there and no church, well, what about you starting a small group or just having a Bible study at your house or something similar to where that you're around people helping them grow in their faith? And I hope that you see Hebrews as a book that will help you with this growth. I love the book of Hebrews. I think that it's, you know, there's a lot of depth into it and just a journey of faith in the words. But I hope that you enjoyed this book or chapter. We actually have one more day of the book of Hebrews, and then we are done and moving on back into the Old Testament by reading the book of Hosea. So let's finish out. I truly hope that today inspired you and really listened to, you know, what these words were. And can you imagine, you know, as we worship God, as we are singing those praises and as our mind is speaking them forth, those words, how God feels. One of my most memorable songs is What a Beautiful Name It Is. Every single time I listen to that song, like literally every single time. This song was speaking to my oldest daughter at one point, and it had, if you've watched the podcast, you know part of her testimony, because I had her as a guest back about a month ago, I think. I can't remember the exact day, but I had her on, and so she shared some of her testimony. And I remember when she was kind of coming out of that and really trying to seek God in it, and probably having some struggles as well. We went to church, and I don't even remember what service it was. I don't remember the location of where this was. I don't remember where we were at in life, if this was before we moved or after we moved. I'm pretty sure it was before we moved. And so she went to church with us that day, and the worship team sang that song. What a wonderful name it is. What a powerful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. I looked over at her, and just tears were running down her face. And it is true, the power of just the name Jesus. And when we are feeling, you know, down and out, and when we're struggling, and when we're needing encouraged ourselves, or when we're needing someone else, you know, or when there's someone else in our life that needs encouraging, sometimes it's just encouraging them to speak the name of Jesus. Just say it, because it is a powerful name. What a wonderful name it is. What a powerful name it is. Those types of songs bring memories to me. And I know that those words touch our hearts. And how beautiful it is to be able to do it amongst our friends, worshiping amongst our friends, and being around our friends and building relationships in a community. And then when you watch your kids loving Jesus and at least feeling him in our hearts, it's really cool. And so I love that song. We actually sang it at church this past Sunday, and I was reminded again that song and those words really do touch deeply into our hearts. And I would just encourage you to just continue to keep growing in God and being involved with your church. And so hopefully this inspires you, and hopefully you see that importance and keep growing and keep reaching him and keep reading the word. And I'm so excited that you guys are on this journey with me. And so until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.